Stacey and Chase Food. Weekdays 4 to 7 p.m. Check me out! East Coast Radio.
As I clear my throat.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Cool. Now, KZN, you would have seen on our social media, Stacey and Chase Boo, that there's a picture of Miss Stacey Norman in bed with her mask on, right? Pause for reaction.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The question is, who took the picture? What time of day was it? Who knows? I'm still investigating. Is it possible to also investigate yourself? That is something we are going to talk about some other day, and that's not the point,
drama,
right?
The drama and the intrigue.
Now, on our social media, we asked you what you thought Stacey was thinking whilst lying on her bed with what seems to be a very, very, very excited smile. Mm. Stacey, I think you owe us some explanations.
I mean, I probably do, but can I do it later just for dramatic effect? I mean, after that throw forward you did.
I've got music.
Who took the picture? Is he investigating himself?
We need to know.
Get me a magnifying glass and a trench coat immediately.
KZN, grab your biscuits. I hope your tea is nice and warm, because Stacey is about to explain why. Whom are you lying on the bed nicely? Who took the pictures with a smile on your face? Mask on. Must be nice, hey? Must be nice.
Mask be nice. Okay. So if you haven't seen this picture, that is actually my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And I have been sleeping very soundly.
Yes.
Over the last while. Just, you know, getting my 8 hours on, hydrating before bed, 47-point skin routine, just trying to keep myself looking nice, right? And then the other morning, I woke up as I normally do.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And there's that brief moment before full consciousness, like before you actually wake up.
Yeah.
And there I was laying and I was like, someone's holding my hand. And for a second, this is the week of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Notice the different tone of voice. I just for context. Okay. Just for a split second, Jess, I thought there was somebody there with me. And I wasn't scared. Not like a ghost. Not like a Casper situation. Like a man.
So you thought you...
Yes. Just for a second. And I smiled so sweetly. And then as I started to come to, I realized...
You're sleeping on your arm.
I was holding my own hand in my sleep, all alone, in the middle.
Worst Stacey.
No, not poor Stacey.
Eh?
Because I was like, actually, that felt pretty nice.
Oh.
So, I mean, I got the thrill of it all. I'm in the middle of this ginormous bed.
Yeah.
Queen size, extra length, treat yourself. Okay. Custom base bed, shining, Egyptian cotton sheets.
Sure.
Took off my eye mask. Stepped out, opened all the curtains, opened all the windows, put on some Taylor Swift. I was like, I am living my best life. Why? Because I am single. Okay? I was like, I can do these things because there's no one next to me who I must tiptoe around for. There's no one next to me I must make coffee for. I can open all the things and let the sunlight in.
Do you enjoy being single?
Well, I mean, yes, actually. And I was like, it would have been nice to have, but then at the same time, it's too much admin. I was like, this was great. And as it turns out, ladies, you can hold your own hand, sis. Hold your own hand.
So wait, you like being single. What would you say are some of the benefits of being single?
Well, firstly, I wake up really early. And I like to make noise. Is it not my house? But then you must be quiet because then there's somebody there. You can send voice notes at full volume. You can eat whatever you want, which granted sometimes can be a difficult thing to do. But if I want Nando's 4 days in a row, come through.
This is very interesting. And I think maybe we should, you know, have a conversation about that. To all the single people out there, what are the benefits of being singleton? Of being in the single arena by yourself?
No, I mean, also, it's been 2 days since Valentine's Day. The couples have had their moment to shine. And I think the single people need to come up with the facts. Like, what are the perks of being single?
Send Stacey and Chase Boo a voice note on 061-792-9495.
I want to say one of the perks of being single are that my babies get to sleep in the bed with me. And I don't mean four-legged babies. I mean two-legged little girls.
Hi, Stacey and Jace. Well, I'm not single, but what I do miss about the single life is that in your bed, in your time, when you want to let some air out, you let it out. And nobody's there to control you, or you don't have to be afraid of anybody. When the wind comes, you blow it. It's some care. Alex from Toti.
Hi, it's Lucky here. What I love about being single is that there is no stress, there is no fighting. You can do whatever you want at your own time. You can spend your money on you. You don't have to, you know, every time when you want to go out, in terms of like considering someone else, you know. So that's what I've been enjoying. In terms of like when you are being single, like everything comes to you, you know. So if you are working, all your salary comes to you. And yeah, so no stress, no nothing, no pressure.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. Aletta here. I have been on both sides of that coin. Been married, and now I am single. And guess what? I prefer being single. Love your show, darlings. Bye-bye.
Telling you a wonderful story about the picture that's circulating on social media of me up in my bed.
Yeah.
Holding one's own hand, hey?
Yeah, we are still investigating who also took the picture, but that's a story for another day.
I'm not joking. So three people have sent me WhatsApps going, who took the picture? Guys,
people need to know.
Privacy. Please respect me. Respect me.
So you obviously just said that you enjoy being single, and you mentioned quite a few perks of being single, and now we're having a bit of a discussion around the perks of being single.
Because
we want to hear from all the single people out there.
No, because also, like, at some stage, when we can all gather, or when you're on some kind of Zoom call or whatever, you know there's always that one family member who's all on some, but why aren't you married? When are you going to settle down? And then you'll need a list, and this is that list. It's a cheat sheet. It's a pleasure. Yes.
So we've got Noxie on the line. Noxie, welcome to the show, and Entire Queen. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we're so great. Noxie, so keen to hear from this list.
State the facts. What are the perks of being single, according to you?
I think one of the perks that I miss, since I am currently not single, but I can say, the dating world, like meeting different people and the after-hour activities that happen once you've met those people.
Oh, that. Okay.
After-hours exploration with multiple
You don't like that part?
No, I miss that. What do you mean?
I'm sorry, did she stutter? I hear you and I receive this. I receive this, Miss Knox. Yes.
Oh, sure. So Stacey, please, like, if you can do some after hour exploration and go on dates and try things with people.
Yeah, that's better than
in a whole pandemic.
Than what you've got at the moment.
I'm risking my life in these trying times. However,
okay, however,
Miss Knox, I will get hold of you privately to let you know should any after hours activities occur. Okay.
Fun. Yeah.
Got you, babes.
Listen, the conversation still continues. Single people, what are the perks of being single?
Good luck beating that.
Let the people know how you really feel. 061-792-9495. In the meantime, some Daniel Powter. Bad day?
As opposed
is
to...
it? Where is the month? On a Tuesday, just hanging out with our friends across KZN while playing some Daniel Powter, Bad Day, and talking about the benefits and perks of being single. What a great day. What a lovely day.
You need to be doing a lot less. You're at a 10 and need to at like a 5.
Wait. There's a voice note that I have to play because Stacey's single and loving it. So, King T, what you say, brother?
Nothing.
Guys, how can this happen, Stacey? How can you be single while I'm here? Huh?
Oh.
That's totally unfair. Come on, Stacey, I'm here.
Yeah, he's here. King T is here, Stacey. How come you are so single? Yeah, fix the answer the question.
Did he say it's unfair?
It's unfair to
me. But King T, so many things in life are unfair, bruh. That's why Daniel Powter made a whole song called Bad Day.
We've got a voice note coming through from Queen.
Hello, East Coast Raiders. So this is the Queen.
Oh.
And honestly speaking, I feel like for me, the perks of being single are I don't have any anxiety.
Oh.
I'm not entangled. Oh. So I don't have to worry about my other half. I don't have to stress. I get to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I'm in full control of what I like, what I weigh. I feel like most people who are in relationships are too governed by their partners. Their partners choose their friends. Their partners choose where they go, what they do, with whom they do.
What
because
happened?
They live under the regulations of trying to impress their partner.
I love
whereas
lockdown.
When you're alone, you are free to be yourself and you are free to mingle with whomever, whenever you want to mingle with.
Sure, she said what she said, and my heart's beating very fast because I sense all the people in relationships are coming for you, Queen.
Someone, like somewhere there is a car right now with a couple in it, and one of them is dying on the inside, the other one just wants to like
that.
Swerve, swerve, swerve. Newswatch next, sorry, we love you, bye.
Stacey and Chase Food, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.